So what's the best reason? So Sam already talked about this a little bit, but basically you can't not do it. You're super passionate about this idea. You're the right person to do it. You've got to make it happen. So how does this break down? So we're getting close to the end here. Am I doing on time?
Cool.
Sweet. Perfect. So this is sort of like a wordplay. You can't not do it in two ways. One is you're so passionate about it that you just like, you have to do it. You're going to do it anyway. And this is really important because you'll need that passion to get through all of those like hard parts of being an entrepreneur that we talked about earlier. You'll also need it to effectively recruit. Candidates can smell when you don't have passion. And there are enough entrepreneurs out there who do have passion that they may as well work for one of those. So this is sort of like table stakes for being an entrepreneur. Your subconscious can also tell when you don't have passion, and that'll be a huge problem. And then the other way to interpret this is the world needs you to do it. So this is sort of validation that the idea is important. It's going to make the world better, so the world needs it. If it's not something the world needs, go do something the world needs. Your time's really valuable. There are plenty of good ideas out there. Maybe it's not one of your own. Maybe it's an existing company, but you may as well work on something that's going to be good. And then the second way to interpret this is the world needs you to do it. You're actually well-suited to this problem in some way. If this isn't true, it may be a sign that your time is better spent somewhere else. But also, just best-case scenario, if this isn't true, you outcompete the team for which it is true, and you just end up with like a suboptimal outcome for the world. That doesn't feel very good. So drawing this back to my own experience, at Asana, you know, Justin and I were kind of like reluctant entrepreneurs before we founded Asana. So we were working at Facebook. We were already working on a great problem. And we would basically work all day long on our normal projects. And then at night, we would keep working on this internal task manager that was used internally at the company. And it was just because we were like so passionate about the idea. It was so clearly valuable that we couldn't do anything else. And at some point, we had to have the hard conversation of like, okay, well, what does it mean if we don't actually start this company? We were able to see the impact it was having on Facebook. We were pretty convinced it could be really valuable for the world. We were also pretty convinced nobody else was going to build it. The problem had been around a long time, and we just kept seeing sort of incremental solutions to it. So if we didn't go out with the one that we thought was best, we thought there'd be a lot of value left on the table. So we just couldn't stop working on it. And literally the idea was like beating itself out of our chest, like forcing itself into the world. And I think that's the feeling you should really be looking for when you start a company. That's how you know you have the right idea. So I'll go ahead and stop there. I'll put some recommended books up here, but won't narrate them. And maybe that's the end of the class.
Thanks, Dustin. Yeah, thank you. Maybe Dustin can stick around for a few minutes
if you have questions for him. And see you Thursday. Thank you.